I'm Dave Moore, and this is Pueblo's Podcast. Today, I'm talking with Gunnison Pagnotta, the Communications Coordinator for Goal High School. Hello, Gunnison. How are you today?
Dave, I'm doing really well, and I can't thank you enough for having us on the podcast. Always happy to talk about Goal High School.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your background in the education system and your living in the Southern Colorado area, and then we'll get into the Goal High School.
Yeah, you know, Dave, it's interesting because I spent about 24 years in the classroom and then several years in administration in, just typical brick-and-mortar schools, traditional high schools, middle schools. And, I just enjoyed every bit of it. And then, you know, when I was a principal at a high school, I had really robust and positive individual coming into my office on a regular basis asking me questions like, are there any students who aren't really fitting in? Are there any students who aren't really happy? Are there any students who are in a lot of trouble recently? because we have an option, and the man happened to be a guy by the name of Alan Van Norman. He's the principal of our central region in Goal. And, you know, as I started to look for a change, I kept remembering Alan. And when I saw a position come open at Goal, I jumped on it because it was just such a different feel that I got from Alan and the fact that they were really saving a lot of students who weren't comfortable in the regular traditional school setting was fascinating to me.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. And tell me, what kind of school is Goal High School? How is it different from other schools?
So Goal is a statewide school. So we're multi-district. We're a charter school. And we're basically, we've somewhat invented and pioneered our own model where it's considered blended online. So you have traditional school where you're in class every day. You have online school where nobody's really sure whether you're in class all day. And we are a blended school. So we deliver our curriculum online, and we have some excellent platforms. And it's taken, 13 years of experience to really fine-tune a lot of those systems and sift through what's out there to where we're really, really pleased with the education that we're providing for our high school students. And that's the high-tech end, and we are a Microsoft showcase school. So, Microsoft is one of our key partners for communication through Microsoft Teams and also through a lot of our other platforms. We also partner with Lenovo for our hotspots to make sure that all of our students have internet. And all of that is provided for free for our students. And so it's very, very high-tech, but perhaps the more important part is our high touch, and that's our 36 student drop-in centers. They're located all across the state, from literally Cortez to Sterling to Craig, all the way over to Trinidad, almost into New Mexico. And these drop-in centers are the high touch part of Goal, where we have academic coaches who really develop relationships with the students to determine what are the barriers that may be impeding them from getting their education. What are the issues? And then we have other layers of support. If we find that there are a lot of life issues, the academic coach can refer the student to a social emotional generalist or a social worker. Our counseling teams have assistance so that we can really individualize the educational experience, and we can really care, we can really be supportive. The key word, I think, is personalized to each student.
That is really, I would think, one of the major keys for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely so. I mean, we had a student in a graduation speech just, there at the end of the 2020 school year, which, of course, was just a little bit bizarre in every respect with right. COVID and everything that was going on. I mean, fortunately, Goal was able to kind of move forward without really missing a beat. just because we already were online. We did close our student drop-in centers, of course, during the stay-at-home order. But this student said, and I quote, that when he came to goal, it was the first time he felt like he mattered. Mm. And so that personalized touch really came through to that student. And many students echo that same sentiment, that they just felt lost in a traditional setting.
Sure.
And many of them felt bullied. Some of them felt bored to tears. They were ready to start college. And when they came to goal and we paid for their college, books, tuition, fees, everything, they just got a whole new spark for education. So whatever it is that's not working in the traditional setting, we seem to be able to fill that void for young people.
Wow. And that curriculum is for 9th through 12th grades, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you have how many students statewide?
Statewide, last year we served a little over 5,000 for the entire year.
Wow.
In the fourth quarter of the year, we picked up another 400 students because we have a waiting list. And when students graduate or change their minds and do something different or return to their traditional school or anything like that, as seats open up, we have a lottery. And we go to the waiting list, and we just basically randomly draw and pull more students in. And we do that the third and fourth quarters of the year.
Okay. And what does the school year look like? When does it start, and how long is it?
Pretty typical school year. We start a little bit later than the other schools, kind of old school, if you will, after Labor Day. And so August 31st is our start date this year.
Okay.
And many of the traditional schools are starting late as well due to the changeover that they're going through, really into a blended online model, but with no experience, unfortunately, and it's really hard for the districts right now. But in any case, we follow pretty much a traditional school year. We do start a little bit late because we do want students to have an opportunity to go back into their traditional school, give it another try, and if they do choose to come to goal, they're not starting out too far behind.
Okay, I get that. With the pandemic, how has that affected your drop-in centers?
You know, that's a great question, Dave. Interestingly, our drop-in centers, let's just say there's a drop-in center like the Pueblo Mall, a couple hundred students. Typically, we'll have about 10% of students at any one given time. Some of them are regulars, but some, you know, they only come into the site if they really need the help or they need the support, or we notice that they need the help or support because they're starting to drift and not, you know, keeping up on their work. Then, of course, we'll ask them to come in. So we've never had huge numbers in our sites anyway.
Okay.
And our sites are set up extremely differently than a traditional school setting. It's very comfortable furniture. Dwayne Nava in operations and his crew have worked very hard to really get consistency in the sites. And so the furniture is very nice. It's very comfortable. It's a very relaxed setting, so the students really feel at ease. We serve a lot of students who do have social anxiety for one reason or another, and we just want them to be comfortable in the sites. So because of that, they're fairly naturally socially distanced, as is. And of course, we've gone ahead and spread the furniture out more than it was, and we have all the protocols in place. You know, we're gonna take your temperature at the door. We're certainly going to have you wear your mask, answer a short health survey, so that we can absolutely put safety first as we always would.
Right. Okay. And you mentioned some of the students come to goal with emotional needs. They don't feel like they're part of the group, or they're bullied. How does goal support students with those type of social emotional needs?
We have a tremendous social emotional department. You know, Ramon Arriaga is our department lead in that area. And Liz Wiggins, our counseling department head, they do a tremendous job. First, it's all about recognizing it, and that's the academic coach. That's the person who's dedicated to 20 up to about 30 students, and they really get to know those students through starting with orientation, which is going on right now, and then day-to-day conversations, whether those are on Microsoft Teams with the camera on or off. They really master the art of developing a relationship to the internet. And so they're getting to know those students every single day to get attendance, to know that the student is okay. Once that academic coach recognizes that, you know, there may be a problem, then again, we'll go to our multi-tiered layers of support, which would be our social-emotional generalists, our social workers, our counselors, our counseling assistants. And so basically, we just wrap support around these students. If it's a financial issue, we have a multitude of resources in every community that we serve where we can, you know, buy that food if that's the need. Hmm. If it's a home situation, if it's an abuse situation, we just really try to get to the bottom of that. And once we get to the core of it, you know, we can help that student.
Okay. So it's not, you just don't hand them a laptop and say, see you in 3 months. Good luck.
You know, there's maybe some people trying that, and it's been tried in the past, right. But I'm not so sure that would work out so well. No,
probably not.
We are true believers in daily communication. You know, and it's fun because we ask the students, you know, why do you think we take attendance every day? And every now and then, one comes up with that correct answer, and they say, because you want to know we're okay. Exactly. Exactly. You know, when we don't have a classroom in front of us and we can't see that student and we can't see that they're okay, we're going to use every possible method that we have to know that student is okay. And if they're okay, and maybe even a little bit better than okay, they'll start to do their schoolwork and they'll really come along. And the success stories are just phenomenal. 846 graduates last year. And I believe we would have probably had over 1,000 because COVID did have its impact on us. Maybe not to the same extreme, but, you know, we were still able to graduate 846 individuals, many of which could have been dropouts.
And so in the high school setting, you know, a lot of people or some people might say, well, but there's no social interaction. You just have a computer and you check in once in a great while. But you have programs that go over and above the curricular, too.
We sure do. And a lot of those, unfortunately, because of COVID, have changed in nature just because of everybody's inability right now to really gather. But we have Perfect World Music Academy, which is in Pueblo, Colorado Springs in Denver now. And our musical students just bloom and blossom. Even students who weren't musical, who just got in the van to go to check it out, end up musical. Carl Lucero here in Pueblo, just a block down from our admin office on Victoria, runs Perfect World Music Academy, and he's a Grammy Award winner.
Wow.
And he just does a phenomenal job with these students, and they put on a showcase concert at the end of the year. But the social skills that they learn along the way and the team building and the understanding of, you know, how do you harmonize, not just in music, but as a society and as a people. Carl does a phenomenal job. We've got our Goal Ventures, basically a field trip program for credit, where we take extensive field trips, Mount Rushmore and Moab and, you know, getting these students out of their element, and with a whole bunch of other Goal students from all over the state. Another great, great team building experience. We do student council. We do prom. Back to Alan Van Norman, rolling out the red carpet over here at the Union Depot and giving the students, you know, they're taking their ride in the limousine around the block, and just phenomenal things that we do. And of course, at the site, we do pod activities on a regular basis. I can remember in Canyon City, just grabbing a group of 20 students and heading over to the shelter there in town, Loaves and Fishes, and helping those folks to sort out all the food that they're helping to feed the poor with. So many really neat causes and all kinds of opportunities for social interaction. And what we found is once the students are a little bit more comfortable in their school setting, they will go out of their way to be social. Some of them, believe it or not, might even become a little too social.
Okay.
Have to give them the shush signal every now and then, you know?
Right, right. And so that's part of your mission of fulfilling and developing that productive type citizen, the productive citizen that is part of GOLS' goal.
You bet. We're aimed at the whole student, not just the academics, and not just the social, emotional, but also, I mean, even if there's physical needs, homelessness, those types of things. You know, you can't hope to be a productive citizen if your life's in a tailspin. And so we work on every aspect of the child to try to help them to get themselves up on their feet and then roll them. And of course, you know, it's not a huge percentage where we have to do that, but we have all kinds of honor students. We've had two Daniels Fund scholars the past 2 years. We've had a Daniels scholar each year, so we kind of encompass every end of the spectrum. But
that is impressive.
But absolutely, productive citizen means so many things to us.
And digital media is a big part of GOLS High School as well.
Oh, it sure is. And our digital media department with Michael and Mark D. Herrera, and they had two senior GOLS students last year as interns, Dominic Nava and Kiernan McGrath, and the productions that they put out are top-notch professional. And, of course, that helps us with our marketing, but they produce a lot of digital media for nonprofit here in Pueblo, in other areas where we have goal locations. They're always reaching out, giving an example that, you know, they do the Chili Fest. They do lots of activities with the Chamber of Commerce, the Latino Chamber of Commerce. And they're always involved in the community, always producing incredible videos right here in our own studio with the green screen. I can't tell you how great they are.
I've had a chance to see the studio and the green screen and the equipment, and it's all first rate, top notch. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, that means a lot coming from you because you've been in a lot of studios, Dave.
That's true. You also have an e-gaming side of GOLS, which is really intriguing to me.
You bet. It's the e-sports program really across the nation and across high schools and colleges. Even the military has teams now of esports, where we know that gaming is a really big part of young people's lives, to the point where, you know, Jamie Trujillo and the information technology side of GOLS started to look closely at that, and they thought, you know, is this a way that we can get students more engaged? And boy, they couldn't have been more right. We've got literally students who were completely disengaged now coming to the sites just to get involved in the gaming side of things, and literally coming up out of the basement, so to speak, where they've been down there playing their video games. Students who I know personally were completely disengaged now coming to the site, excited about gaming, even announcing for the gaming. And so that's been a big success. Our team that we put together, and of course we have eligibility requirements, just like any sport, for our team that competes. And that team actually in the HGL, the Home Gaming League, was able to win the state championship.
Oh, that's
and go
great.
All the way to, yeah, it was amazing. First year. Go all the way to the national championship, and they did end up the national runner-up in the high school gaming league. So pretty phenomenal. Those 8 or 10 students on that team really represent a huge amount of students who started to become more engaged, coming to the practices, becoming much, much more social. And so that was a huge victory for GOLS.
Oh, sure. That I actually had the opportunity to hear some of the play-by-play of the championship matches, and it was very interesting to listen to. And yeah, congratulations on the state championship and the second place in the nationals. That was very impressive.
You bet. Yeah, that's in fact one of the students. Michael is a Canyon City student, and I can remember his coach almost literally pounding his head on the table to try to get Michael to engage more in his studies. Mm-hmm. And as soon as the esports started, Michael was at the site on a regular basis. We knew he was a brilliant, brilliant kid. And, he's just one example of how that program, we're all about engagement, you know, whatever it takes to get students engaged in their education. Many of them, it might be the gaming, others, it's free college and other things that we offer. But whatever it is, we're going to go there if it's going to get them more involved.
And you also, besides high school, you even help folks with an associate's degree.
Absolutely. We will offer college credit even as early as their freshman year.
Wow.
In fact, both of our Daniel scholars graduated with their associate's degree just prior to their high school diploma through Pueblo Community College, Fremont campus, and the Pueblo campus. But you bet, if a student gets started on their college early, they can certainly attain a goal of that associate's degree. I believe we had 21 students in 2019 across the state who accomplished that goal. And I'm not for sure on the number in 2020, but quite a few students who were able to accomplish that. And then lots of students who, at least, if nothing else, they get that first year out of the way. And for anybody who has ever had a college student, they know what that cost looks like.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely. Gold takes care of that. We pick up that tab.
Oh, that is terrific. Now, I saw a statistic a little while back that said each year in Colorado, there are 10,000 students in the state that leave public school without a diploma. So if you have a student who is in that situation, or you're a student who's in that situation, why would they choose Goal High School?
You know, we have lots of students who do come back after what would have been their graduation date. And, you know, we can enroll them up until the age of 20. And a lot of them choose Goal because once they get out in the working world and they see that, you know, it's just maybe not as easy as they thought it was going to be. And they, you know, they word of mouth gets around, and or they see our billboard, and next thing you know, they come by and they'll go ahead and get enrolled. The other amazing program that we have is our over 21 program. Mm-hmm. We have 100 slots every year for students who are over 21 who were at any time a part of Goal. If they were ever enrolled, they are then welcomed back in. We get no funding for those students. We just help them make their way through and go ahead and get their diploma, even though they're, above the age of 21. And that, to me, that is the heart of Goal High School.
Oh, sure.
It's all about seeing them succeed, no matter what it takes. And I read the letters that come in when they're applying for the over 21 program. And, you know, full of emotion and full of conviction that they're going to come back and get it done. And there's just nothing better than seeing that happen.
Nothing like a great second chance, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody loves the underdog. And when life has just kind of beaten some of these students down, and then they come back into our over 21 program and get it done. We had a 23-year-old last year. All he ever wanted was to be in the United States Army. And, you know, he marched the colors in for us because he was in the reserve. And then he was off to the United States Army because he finally graduated at 23. And I've never seen that excited of a graduate in my life.
That is something
else.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
I'll bet. And Goal, you have many kudos. Like, for instance, Goal High School ranks in the top 50 of schools utilizing that blended online model, and that's for the entire country. That's impressive.
Yes, sir. Yes, that survey came out late last year, and we were, you know, very humbled to realize that, you know, out of over 4,000 blended online schools in the country, that we were in the top 50, and so that was a nice pat on the back.
That's quite an accomplishment, absolutely, for the administrative and the teaching side of Goal High School? I mean, just it takes a lot of employees to make this happen. How many employees statewide do you have?
We have just topped the 500 mark. And okay. So we have just over 500 employees to 36 sites. We opened 6 brand new sites this year, so we've been hiring. One in Commerce City, Brighton, Montebello, which have closed their public school, Fort Collins, Windsor, Montrose. So it's very exciting that we're reaching out further and further to tap into that number of disconnected students. And I'll just say it once again, regardless of the reason that students aren't comfortable in their traditional school setting, we're here as a kind of a safety net to help them.
Oh, sure. That's a great role. And you mentioned earlier in our talk today that Goal is a Microsoft Showcase school, and that's not something that's passed out to everybody either.
No, certainly not. In fact, there's 2 in the state of Colorado, and we're 1. And then as far as an alternate education campus, an AEC, which, you know, we're an alternative to traditional education. Our campus is mostly online, even though we have our drop-in centers. We're the first school ever chosen by Microsoft in the world to gain that Microsoft Showcase identity. And it's a three-year program, and we certainly and absolutely have to hold our end of it up.
Sure.
A lot of that is due to Jamie Trujillo, our chief information officer, and his tech team. They are second to none. Just absolutely amazing, brilliant minds, and Microsoft sees that, recognizes that. And because of that, we get a lot of really nice special perks in regard to technology and the products that they offer us. Our officer staff has flown out to the West Coast, and Lenovo is another company who flew them out to the East Coast. And so we're really trying to stay right on that cutting edge. Goal High School will never be sitting on its hands. We're always trying to be the innovator, the pioneer, really a model of what alternative education can be.
Well, that certainly keeps you in the forefront of education, it sounds like to me.
Yes, and I can't help but think that at this point, our entire nation has become blended online. Every school district at this point is offering it. And so we're actually reaching out to school districts. School districts are reaching out to us. Last year, our curriculum department presented to several school districts up north, Greeley area, Windsor, north side of Denver, our Thornton site, to actually help those folks with what is Schoology? How does this program work? Why is it the best online delivery of curriculum in the state? And so, you know, we're happy to have that role of being able to reach out and help our partners.
Well, that's very impressive because obviously you have the students' welfare and well-being at heart.
Absolutely. And from our Chief Executive Officer, Constance Jones, Dr. Jones, and the entire officer team, their heart is on their sleeve, mm-hmm. and they love students, they care for students, and they just want to see them succeed. And when you watch these graduations, which you can get on our website, goalac.org, still on the front page, we have the goal graduations, and it's hard to keep a dry eye for very long when you watch these students on stage.
Oh, I can imagine.
Right? I guess they were in their bedrooms and living rooms this year.
Right, exactly.
doing their speeches. But it's just amazing to hear what they have to say and the things that they've overcome. And your heart just bursts with pride for these kids.
Oh, sure. I've seen some of the speeches and some of the testimonials online, and it's like, oh, this person had this situation in their life, and yet here they are in an impressive graduation.
Yeah, for sure. And they're always coming back to thank Goal staff members. And I think a really neat tribute to that is how many Goal staff members we have who were Goal students.
Right.
And they were so impressed with how they were treated and with what they were able to accomplish that We have teachers and we have academic coaches, social emotional generalists who come back to work for goal. And you know, that's a real tribute to, I think, what we're doing.
Absolutely. I'm talking with Gunnison Pagnotta, the communications coordinator for Goal High School. Gunnison, is there anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't touched on?
You know, I guess I would just point out that, again, we're 13 years of experience in this business. Goal has had its bumps and bruises over the years, and we've really come to a point where we feel very confident in our delivery of online curriculum, and our high-tech components are there, but the high touch and the heart is also behind it. And I would just urge anybody who is looking for a good and stable school, because I know the amount and the degree of uncertainty out there is just amazing. I too have it. I have elementary students and middle school children. And so it would behoove you to check it out, get the information. You can go to goalac.org. You can call 877-PRO-GOAL hotline to get any questions answered. And I would just urge people to check it out if you have the opportunity. Our enrollment will go up until October 1st. We'll continue to enroll students. We're right about that 4,000 student mark right now. But we have the staff in place, 500 strong across the state, to be able to deliver that personalized education.
Oh, excellent. And very good. So I've got a couple of fun questions for you, if you're up to it.
Well, of course.
All right. All right. Here we go. Dog or cat?
Dog.
Dog. Summer or winter?
I'm allergic.
I know. My wife has the same malady there. So summer or winter?
Oh, winter for sure. I'd love to be cold.
Okay. Hamburger or hot
dog? Oh, I'll take the boiga.
Okay. And how about this? What's on your perfect pizza, Gunnison?
Gosh, I had a pretty good one today. It was a breakfast pizza. It was all designed around biscuits and gravy.
So my gosh.
The crust was biscuit. The sauce was, you know, basically biscuits and gravy. The gravy, and then there was just sausage all over there, and there was scrambled eggs. So I would take B&G on the pizza. Thanks for asking.
That's amazing. I've not heard of that one. I'll have to give that a try.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll let you know where I got it.
Okay. Well, I've been talking with Gunnison Pagnotta, Communications Coordinator for Goal High School. Gunnison, it's been great talking with you, and thanks for being on Pueblo's Podcast.
Hey, thank you, Dave. We sure appreciate that you're doing the podcast, and we just thank you for the time to talk about Goal High School. We certainly feel like we're changing lives and in many cases saving lives. And so our heart goes out to the community in this hard time. And we thank you for getting us on the airwaves, Dave.
Absolutely. This is Pueblo's Podcast. I'm Dave Moore. Be proud, Pueblo.